Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We're very excited to welcome Sonia Workman of Sonia Workman Life Coaching for joining us here on the show. She is in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, and it's a pleasure to have her here. She's an empowerment mindset coach who works with women and men, roughly 20 to 55 years old, who are ready to change those limiting beliefs to empowering ones and create the change you desire in your life. She's always wanted to help people and has loved helping people. It's in her DNA. And she's always had that fire in her belly to make a difference in this world. Just wanted to share her freedom with people and help one realize how truly powerful they are. Prior to establishing the coaching practice, Sonia was a dental hygienist. Inspired by Jay Shetty, Think Like a Monk, she launched Sonia Workman Life Coaching during the pandemic and has had no intention of looking back. She said as a hygienist, she got to work with her patients one-on-one, but it was limited to just the mouth. And her patients would share intimate thoughts about their relationships, their life, careers, experiences. So she wanted to do more for them. She says the ideal client is someone who's experienced abuse in childhood that continues to hold them back from emotional abusive childhood experiences that are unresolved. Her ideal clients are women who have experienced abuse in their life, but they haven't, you know, been able to really deal with it. Victims of abuse develop limiting beliefs for themselves and their relationships, so she wanted to help them remove those blind spots and transform into that empowering belief, which is so important. They don't have to see themselves as a victim anymore. They can be free of the shackles that weigh them down. So she says it's very exciting because it's about helping people sort of find that future and develop it. You have a blank canvas to paint. A mentor will tell you how to paint the that canvas. A therapist will want you to heal before you paint. A life coach will say, paint the canvas however you want. I'll be right there next to you. She loves being able to walk alongside her clients. And growing up experiencing physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, she knows what it's like firsthand to experience limiting beliefs. She also knows how to live your life by thriving in it, not just surviving it. Her website is soniaworkmanlifecoaching.com, and Sonia is spelled S-O-N-I-A, and Workman is W-O-R-K-M-A-N. That's soniaworkmanlifecoaching.com. And it's my pleasure to welcome her to Close Up Radio for this in-depth conversation about the incredible work she does and how she helps people in so many impactful ways. Sonia, welcome to Close Up Radio today. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us.
It's my honor to be here, Jim. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure. And it's a fascinating conversation because you're so open, empathetic, and authentic. And I think people are really searching for that and gravitating towards that. And they need that in their lives. We all do. In your own life's journey, I mentioned a little bit about some of your own experiences. What are some of the things in your life's journey that sort of really pointed you into the direction of helping people? I mean, obviously, it's something you've always wanted to do, but you wanted to do it on a more deeper, impactful level. So in that journey, what are some of those moments that pointed you in the direction? And then how were you introduced to coaching, which helped you facilitate the ability to help people?
Growing up, I grew up in a very, very strict strict Indian household. So I really, my parents, they did the best they could. So I really am, I do believe that we're all born with a kind of a parental blueprint that our parents do the best they can, and then they instill values in us that we don't really have a choice in that matter. And my mom and dad just, they weren't there to help us build us up in our, you know, self-esteem and self-worth. So as a little girl experiencing self-worth issues, self-esteem issues, I firsthand know what it feels like to not really be confident. And just along the way in my journey, meeting people and realizing that there's so many people that have limiting beliefs and that just need that person to, whether it's allowing them to be vulnerable, whether it's that sharing aspect, that instead of judging anybody, just being there for that person and listening, I knew that my role in my life is to serve. And being a hygienist for 21 years, I love the aspect of helping my patients, but it just kind of limited me to their, as you mentioned, their mouth. And people share so many aspects of their life, and we have so many areas in our life that they're all intertwined. And I knew that to be in the role as a facilitator, helping people grow, is a place that I can serve them the most. And I knew that after reading Jay Shetty's Think Like a Monk and realizing how really the best place is to be in that position of being a life coach, because there's so many aspects that I can navigate my client through. And that's what I love. I love being able to take them from just kind of getting through life to excelling. And I love how you said that. You know, it's basically going from surviving to thriving, Jim.
That's really what it is, absolutely. And you have your own, as I mentioned, great story of resilience. And that's the main mm-hmm. ingredient of every coach, because you have to model mm-hmm. behavior for the people mm-hmm. that you're working with. You have to sort of prove, mm-hmm. you know, they can end up on the other side as well. Show them the way, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what I love. That's how you keep it real. That's how my client knows that I've walked the walk. I've been there, and I want them to realize that they are not alone. And that is the best part of, you know, being a life coach, being an empowerment mindset coach. I take their limiting beliefs and I help them turn them into empowering beliefs. And that's really, really, you know, it's easy to say, oh, you know, I can't do this. You can do it. But Jim, what happens is it takes peeling back the layers. And as you peel back the layers, you really get to the core of what the issue is. And, you know, I really love the fact that once we get to that core, then that person knows, my client knows, I'm walking every step of the way with them. They're never alone. And that's the whole partnership of being with a life coach. So it's just my way of being able to give that client back the freedom, remove any limiting belief shackles, anything that's held them back. It's my opportunity to help them grow. So I find it's such a blessing for me in my life as well, because, you know, when I'm helping my client grow, I grow as a coach as well. And it's just a blessing.
That's right. Everybody's growing together, which is a beautiful mm-hmm. thing, and the way it really should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have heard that this last year was going to be the worst year of one's life, and yet mm-hmm. look at all the blessings that have still come into people's lives, and you're proof mm-hmm. positive of that too, mm-hmm. becoming the coach that you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, it's interesting because, like, I mean, last year was very, very difficult, and I kind of took on a challenge, and I decided I'm a mother. I have three boys, 19 and 6.5-year-old twin boys, and I decided that part of my journey was to just, I decided that I was going to give up drinking for 1 year, and it was during the pandemic when liquor sales were going up. I thought to myself, this is where I'm going to tap into the power that I have inside and really recognize the power of meditation, recognize the power of prayer. And, you know, I use myself as an example. And along the way, as I've seen my clients, I've also helped them, like, realize that sometimes, you know, the devices that you may think that help you during stressful times, they might not be the devices that you need. It might be a simple thing of being, you know, centering yourself in a quiet moment of meditation or taking a long walk. So I really do feel that the best part of, you know, helping other people is being able to share with them that you can do it because it's possible. I've done it. And, you know, being relatable to other people, being a mom, realizing the stresses that that can create, you know, and the hats that we wear, that, you know, it's all doable. And, you know, and they're never alone. They're never alone in what they experience, because guarantee you what they're experiencing, somebody else is experiencing as well.
That's right. Exactly. We're not in, nobody's in this alone. Sometimes people think mm-hmm. they are, but there's always somebody out there that's experiencing something similar. And that's where that relatability comes in. Tell us about, you know, the fact that you have clients already and you're working with people, which is fantastic. They come mm-hmm. from all different backgrounds and all different scenarios, right?
Absolutely. Like I've been working with clients as young as 19 that just feel a little bit lost, that, you know, graduated, but they just have no idea, just because school, because of the pandemic, a lot of it is virtual, and, you know, and it just creates a whole nother dynamic of issues that, you know, anxiety that they're dealing with. So it's really great for me to help, you know, someone that's just, you know, lost in their way a little bit. But I also am having women, I'm helping women that have, you know, self-worth, self-esteem issues. So it's wonderful being able to, you know, kind of like just show them the way a little bit about like where their life can be. They don't have to be stuck. And I find that sometimes it's the abuse that they've experienced, Jim, that really just holds them back. And, you know, the beauty of coaching is the fact that, you know, in the past, you know, the past is there, you learn and you can heal from it. So sometimes we do have to go there and talk about things. But with life coaching, it's all about bringing them back to where do they want to be in the future? Why are they stuck now? So it's just, you know, dealing with clients from all, you know, walks. I have clients that are young as 19, old as 60. So there's no age limitation, you know. So that's the beauty about being able to work with both men and women and you know, young and older.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because different stages of life, there's different things that we deal with in our lives as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, having people know that you're available and spreading the word about your extraordinary services. Let's talk about, for anybody that's listening right now, who might want to connect with you now or down the line upon hearing this broadcast, because we archive these shows too, so people can hear them mm-hmm. later. What are some of the services that you do make available for your clients?
Well, actually, the one thing that I love doing, Jim, is I do, it's called the Discovery Call. And it's really, it's free. It's free. So I love it because it's just, it's a free service that I offer. And they can go directly to my website. They can, there's a little questionnaire that I just like for them to fill out. So it gives me an idea of where they are in their life, what area they want to work on, what limiting beliefs they have. And then after I, you know, read that survey, we connect via Zoom. And that's the beauty of, this is the beauty. I have a client in England. I have a client that I've Zoomed in Spain. So the beauty of Zoom connects me with people all over the world, even though I'm based in Surrey, British Columbia. And so I love to do that free session, and it's a discovery session. We discover how I can help them, how I can serve them. Are we a fit? And then we go from there. I do really believe that it's I want to work with someone minimum 3 months, because 3 months you do see growth. So I work with people 3 to 12 months, and we see, you know, what areas they want to work in life. And sometimes after they reach one goal, they may take a break from that coaching relationship, and then they can come back to me and we can work on another aspect of life.
That's right. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, because it's continued growth along the way, and mm-hmm. it requires mm-hmm. continued maintenance. And just like mm-hmm. when you bring your car in for an oil change and other services, the best investment you can make in your life is in yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love I'm a graduate of the Jay Shetty Certification School, and I love implementing he has a 9-step methodology, and that methodology is what helps me take my client from the basic level of awareness, Jim. It is awareness. Sometimes we just need that clarity, and sometimes we don't have that clarity because we have blind spots, things that we don't know that aren't obvious to us. But as a life coach, I can help them uncover those blind spots and then take them through that 9-step methodology to the last step is mastery competency. And, you know, it's just using that to help them achieve the goals that they never thought that they could achieve, making them totally attainable.
Exactly right, because sometimes those self-limiting beliefs hold us back from thinking that we can do things that are great and wonderful and exciting. That's too much. I can never go there. But that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You have to really believe mm-hmm. in yourself. Sometimes they just need that empathetic ear. They need that non-judgmental person to allow them to speak, listen, feel, and experience. And that can go through a lot of different scenarios, you know, during the conversations. Some mm-hmm. of it, you know, things rise to the surface, but that could be very liberating and could release mm-hmm. a lot of incredible things as well. And the other thing, too, that's so important, even at the outset of the beginning, is the trust that is established between you and the client, and the client is you as well, because mm-hmm. oftentimes they're going to be opening up and sharing and emoting and sharing things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends. And that trust mm-hmm. is where the most essential part of the relationship really is. The coaching provides the framework, but, you know, mm-hmm. that old-fashioned sharing space with a person, it doesn't work without trust, right?
Absolutely. And, the true growth will happen when you've established that trust, but there's also that vulnerability aspect, Jim, because once my client is able to be vulnerable with me, that is when we tap into that limiting belief, whatever it is, and that's where the growth will happen. Because sometimes we all can, you know, feel like, oh no, I don't want to go there, right? And sometimes when you don't go there, it sits there. It sits there and it festers, whether it's, you know, negative or positive. Especially when it's negative, it'll just sit there and occupy space. So as a life coach, what I love to do is building that trust with my client. And sometimes it takes a little bit, right? But I love establishing that aspect in the discovery call. Because often I have gotten, like, there's testimonials on my website that people can read that I am a very easy person to talk to. I am always there. You know, I'm very empathetic. I understand what my client is going through firsthand because of many experiences that I've experienced firsthand. And just once that trust is built, that's where the growth will happen with my client as we go through our sessions. And it's a beautiful thing to experience.
I would imagine it is. And when you see the transformations before your eyes, it's got to be absolutely incredible, mm-hmm. huh?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, I've taken moms that have, you know, started fasting with me because they had limiting beliefs that they couldn't lose weight. And then just seeing their pictures and I've had people that have become like super happy and in love because they're in a wonderful, loving relationship. And it's because we got rid of the guilt that they were experiencing from a previous relationship. So those sort of, you know, things are the gifts that I feel that I experience because my client finally has that moment of like being free from anything that held them back, you know? And that could just be simply thinking that they can't do something. They can't be in that healthy relationship or they can't lose weight, but they realize they absolutely can. So yeah, that's the beauty of watching people transform, and it's just the best thing.
I would imagine, yeah. It's sort of full circle for you and for the client as well. You mentioned Jay Shetty. Really resonates with you, right? And then some of the methodology and the approach, and you apply elements of that to your own customized approach for your clients.
I just, the you know, his book, Think Like a Monk, is just so wonderful because it's timeless material that when I was reading it, that was just making me connect with just such, like, being grateful, just gratitude, and you know, serving people. He's big on serving. I mean, he has this mission of transforming 1 billion lives, and that's kind of the movement that I joined. I joined his movement, and that's absolutely what I also wanted to do. I felt, you know, as a hygienist, I knew I made an impact in a lot of people's lives, but becoming a life coach and knowing that I've done Jay Shetty's, you know, certification school, I know how to help transform people's lives. That just makes me feel, it just empowers me. And, you know, I practice what I preach in. So my morning starts with centering myself, meditating, exercise, being grateful for things that, you know, that I experience during the day. And then even at the end of my day, making a list of 5 things I'm grateful for that happened. And sometimes we have those days that are tough, right? But experiencing everything and writing down at the end of the day 5 things. And that is actually something that Jay suggests. So it's just such small things that I took away from his book that have impacted my life. And now they're helping me impact the lives of so many other people.
Which is amazing. You have the ability to do that and connect with people in such a beautiful way. I mentioned in the introduction who the ideal client is, but in many ways, sometimes even the word ideal can have a limitation to it. It's really, there are specific people that I'm sure have certain things that they're experiencing or have experience that they're working through that are just an automatic because you can relate to it through your own experiences. But generally, anybody that's struggling, that's frustrated, that's you know, counting themselves out, that really needs some guidance and that listening ear could be an ideal client as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. That's where I feel like, you know, saying that I only work with women that have experienced abuse, I don't want to limit myself that way. I'm open to men as well. And just in general, like, I mean, I find that it could be, you know, limiting beliefs can happen from lots of different, situations. So being able to help, you know, all, like, not just women, but men as well. And I think that sometimes it's easy to think that, oh, men don't experience limiting beliefs, but many do, you know? And I, even having clients right now as young as 19, with social media, Jim, a big thing is like the whole body imaging, body, like this dysmorphia, like all this social media, like, you know, creating these filters, right? That's creating a whole nother limiting belief in people, in young kids, right? So I work with anybody that's having any issues with any sort of limiting beliefs or any area in their life, I absolutely love walking with them and, you know, taking them through that.
It's a beautiful thing. It really, really is. And it can be life-changing in so many different ways. Where do you think this passion comes from? I know we talked about some of your life's journey in the beginning, but the actual passion that you have for doing this kind of work. I mean, I love the fact that as you were a dental hygienist, you were listening to, it's almost like being the hairstylist or the bartender too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, while they're there, open up about their lives, and I guess it impacted you so deeply in such a way that you went for all of the training and all of the background and skill set building so you can go you know, deeper with folks.
Yeah, really, I've always, absolutely. Jim, I've always been a people person. I was a spin instructor before I had my twins, and I loved motivating people that were in my spin classes. I've been part of running clubs. I've trained. I've ran marathons where I've, you know, trained with people. So I've always known that, you know, I have the ability to impact people. And I just didn't know that what would help me, what would be my platform in which I could really, really impact people's lives. And, you know, along the way in my journey, I've met people. And, Jim, I feel like we all have a story. And I feel like we all have a story. We all have a story to share. And I feel that our story, when we share it, it can impact the lives of so many people, because there's so many people that have similar stories. And I feel that for me in my life, I always let guilt and shame prevent me from sharing my story. And part of my healing was being able to let go of that guilt and shame and share my story and be able to say to myself that, you know what, my past doesn't define who me now. I am who I am. I've created this beautiful life, and I know that so many people can do that. But sometimes I feel that people, it's just that first step to sharing their truth, sharing what they know, that is hard to do. And, you know, so for me, that's the big thing about recognizing that as a life coach, Jim, I'm not limited to one area. This is where I can help people, like, all over the world via Zoom. I connect with people, and then I can help, like, men, women, all different ages. So I just feel that knowing that as a coach, I'm able to help so many people, it's just the best feeling in being able to serve this way.
Which is a beautiful thing. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. When I like the way you said that, serve this way, because service to others is really what it's all about, and you're serving yourself and fulfilling your needs of wanting to help people in the same vein, which is beautiful. The website to go to, everybody, if you'd like to connect with Sonia Workman of Sonia Workman Life Coaching, is www.sonia, that's S-O-N-I-A, and then Workman, W-O-R-K-M-A-N, lifecoaching.com, soniaworkmanlifecoaching.com. This was terrific, Sonia, and appreciate your openness and your authenticity and the fact that you're living your bliss, working with people and helping them find their bliss in life. It's beautiful work you're doing, and we really appreciate your stopping by Close Up Radio to share some of it, and I wish you continued blessings and success, and hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line, explore some more, maybe some client testimonials, things of that nature. But this was terrific, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for being amazing. And I really appreciate chatting with you today and just allowing me to share and being vulnerable. And it was my pleasure, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, and our pleasure as well. And keep up the amazing work, Sonia. You're doing great work. This is Jim Masters, your host. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute with another great guest here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.